Hear these words from the book of Romans, the 12th chapter. So, brothers and sisters, because of God's mercies, I encourage you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice that is holy and pleasing to God. This is your appropriate priestly service. Don't be conformed to the patterns of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds so that you can figure out what God's will is for you, what is good and pleasing and mature. Because of the grace that God gave me, I can say to each one of you, don't think of yourself more highly than you ought to think. Instead, be reasonable, since God has measured out a portion of faith to each one of you. We have many parts in one body, but the parts don't all have the same function in the same way. Though there are many of us, we are one body in Christ, and individually we belong to each other. We have different gifts that are consistent with God's grace that has been given to us. If your gift is prophecy, you should prophesy in proportion to your faith. If your gift is service, devote yourself to serving. If your gift is teaching, devote yourself to teaching. If your gift is encouragement, devote yourself to encouraging. The one giving should do it with no strings attached. The leader should lead with passion. The one showing mercy should be cheerful. Love should be shown without pretending. Hate evil and hold on to what is good. Love each other like the members of your family. Be the best at showing honor to each other. Don't hesitate to be enthusiastic. Be on fire in the Spirit as you serve the Lord. Be happy in your hope and stand your ground when you're in trouble, and devote yourself to prayer. Contribute to the needs of God's people and welcome strangers into your home. Bless people who harass you. Bless and don't curse them. Be happy with those who are happy and cry with those who are crying. Consider everyone as equal and don't think that you are better than anyone else. Instead, associate with people who have no status. Don't think that you're so smart. Don't pay back anyone for evil, their evil actions with evil actions, but show respect for what everyone else believes is good. If possible, to the best of your ability, live at peace with all people. Don't try to get revenge for yourself, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. It is written, "Revenge belongs to me. I will pay it back," says the Lord. Instead, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him drink. By doing this, you will pile burning coals of fire upon his head. Don't be defeated by evil, but defeat evil with good. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Dear and gracious God, we thank you for your word. We ask that you open our eyes, our ears, our hearts, and our minds to take in all that it is that you have for this day and in the days to come. May we open ourselves to hearing your message for each one of us, to hear that message that you have for us individually, to go out into the world, to be your disciples, and to make a difference. Now, dear Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts bring honor and glory to you through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. I have a dream. I have a dream, and that dream is of our gifts. And as Heidi said earlier, yes, when we speak of gifts during this time of the year, most everybody thinks that we're going to talk about money. And while money is important and we need the money to do the work that God has called us to do, that is not the most important thing in our lives. It is not the most important thing of our lives. Because money only buys temporary happiness. Money only buys temporary joy. If I were to ask you, if we were in a normal time, and I were to ask you what you got for last Christmas, most of us wouldn't be able to remember what we got for last Christmas. Some of us would, but most of us would not. Heidi had an example. She remembered a gift that was very special to her because it carried something besides just the materialistic gift. It carried something that was true to the heart that God gave her, that was true to the message that God had for her. It came out of love of God through Dan. That was true with my wife and I. I remember the gifts of time spent with her. I don't remember many of the things that she gave me, but I do remember the times that we were together. I also remember the gifts that she shared with other people through her music and through her other talents of spreading joy. I remember the gifts that my daughters have given me over the years that have meant something more than just what they are materialistic. I also remember the times that we have been able to spend together in doing things. And I say to you that those are the gifts that we remember, and we remember them because they were given out of love. And that's what God is telling us in Romans, is that we have been given gifts to share, which we can share out of the love that God has for us. He goes through and he tells us about prophecy, about encouraging, about teaching, and about leading. And about leading in all of those, he tells us to do them with passion. That we should be on fire and we should be giving those gifts without any strings attached. It is through giving those gifts that we do honor and glory to God. It is through sharing those times that we show the love that God has shown to us. As we work in the church together, there are things that need to be done. There are things that need to be done to the building, and there are salaries that need to be paid, and there are things that need to be done to the parsonage, and there are things that need to be done in the world that take money. But it's through our love and through the gifts that God has given us that we are able to do that. Because we need to thank God for all that he has given us. As I was preparing for this sermon, I started to sit down and think about the things that I take for granted. The things that I receive from God on a daily basis that I don't even think about. The fact that I am standing up here and talking to you is one of those gifts. Because I fought this gift for many years. As most of you know my story of my call, I drug my feet. I dug my heels in. I didn't think I was good enough to be doing what I'm doing. I will tell you that I still have that feeling. I will tell you that every Sunday morning before I step up here, I am literally sick to my stomach from nerves. It would probably not take very much for me to relieve myself by going into the bathroom. My daughter's glad I don't. But it's through those nerves that I realized that this is my call. This is one of my gifts to be here. And I think I know that the day that I'm not nervous and sick to my stomach before I come to give you the message will be the day that I need to stop doing it. The other gift that we all take for granted, and as I was thinking about this, was breathing, walking, our heartbeats. How many times have we thanked God for those common gifts of just being alive? Of just being able to take one breath after another. Of just having our heart beat one more time. You know, I was thinking about it, and I tried to think back to when I learned how to walk, and of course that wasn't possible. But watching three grandsons grow up, I've noticed, especially with the youngest one, he places one foot in front of the other and he thinks about it for the first little while. Now he just, you put his feet on the floor and he's gone. He's got it figured out. But he doesn't have to think about making those muscles move to do that walking anymore, because God has taken care of that for him. You know, as we age, we have trouble, and sometimes we have to think about those things, about how we're getting up and making sure we have our balance before we take off. There are mornings that I feel like my youngest grandson because I have to stand up and give myself a moment before I can take my first step. I wasn't sure that day would ever come, but it's here. But I thank God for that memory of being able to just take off. And I think that's what this passage from Romans, this chapter 12, is telling us, is that we need to be thankful for the gifts that God has given us. And how do we say thanks? How do we say thanks? It's through our calling of sharing all that God has given with us with others. Paul talks about welcoming people into our homes, sharing our homes with strangers, and even sharing with those who are against us, our enemies. And that we not worry about getting revenge, that we leave revenge up to God. When he says, if they're thirsty, give them drink. If they're hungry, feed them. Think what he's telling us most of all, and what Paul would say is, pray for them. Pray for them and pray for yourself. One of our gifts is prayer. And we can share with God in prayer. It doesn't have to be a lengthy and wordy prayer, but just taking time to be with God. Because that's a gift we can give back to God. A gift of time to share with God and to listen for where God is calling us. To spend time with each other. To show the love that God has shared with us to each and every person that we meet along our journey. It takes all of our gifts to help build the church of God. Yes, we sit in a building that we have built. And it allows us to gather together to be in the presence of God. But our true gift is the church of God to share with the world. Our true gift is to go make disciples of Jesus Christ to transform the world. Make disciples of Jesus Christ. To transform the world. To make a difference by sharing the love of God. To make a difference by sharing the gifts, whether they be teaching, leading, or even just loving. He also says in this chapter to just sit and be happy with someone who's happy. To sit and cry with someone who is crying. the gift of presence. You don't realize how much that gift can mean to somebody who's hurting, to just have somebody come and sit and not say a word, but to sit and be there, to take time to cry, to take time to smile, and to take time to pray. Let us go forth and let us share our gifts, which God has so abundantly and graciously shared with us, with all of those we meet. Let us go forward and make a difference. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.